FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll have reaction and interviews from Saturday's FA Cup tie at Curzon Ashton. And we'll be hearing if the women's team could also progress to the next round of the Cup. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week with some midweek action, as on Tuesday evening, FC United travelled to Ewan Field to take on Hyde United in the league.
It's a goal kick to Hyde United, which Joe Green takes, plays it out towards the far side. Dole wins another header out of play. It's going to be a throw-in to Hyde, just inside their own half. Brad Roscoe to take. Trusted down there by James, and he plays the ball back. And under pressure there is Hollins. And he gives the ball away, and that's a strong challenge on Potts. Play continues. Here's Cockerline now. Cockerline plays it forward to Linney, who shoots.
Oh, what a goal.
And to the goalkeeper's left. The goalkeeper stood there, watched it go past him, and into the far corner the ball goes. And on 8 minutes, FC United take the lead. Potts is still down injured. I think that does warrant a booking, in all fairness, when the referee gets back on it. But well played, the referee, for playing advantage.
It turned out to be a good advantage, and Cockerline played in Linney. Linney anywhere in the box is dangerous, we know this, and obviously he's had some criticism for not finishing enough chances he's made, but he certainly stuck that one away, and he does like scoring at this ground.
Well, the referee is having a chat with Roscoe, and I think he is going to book him, and it is a booking.
It was a bad one.
It was a bad challenge, but elsewhere in this game, FC United 1-0 up, Regan Linney opening the scoring here on 8 minutes. Free kick taken by the goalkeeper Green. Now it's played forward. Pratt wins the flick on, but cleared by FC United and helped on its way there. Back it goes by Young, cleared by Dodd, and now it's going to have to get cleared by Jones. All very frantic stuff at the moment at times this game. Ball in midfield. Brownhill plays a speculative pass over the top, but it's comfortable for Lavicum. Well, Griffiths is challenged there. Can Jones recover it for him? It breaks to Uche, though. Uche, a first-time pass. That's a great ball. And just like that, Liam Tong capitalises on a great ball by Uche. He can't miss from there. He was about 3 yards out when the ball got to him. In the end, he was onside. And on 19 minutes, that's the equaliser. And FC United, their architects of their own downfall, really, Paul.
Yeah, they were playing too much around the edge of their own box. And Hyde stole it, and The pass square was played directly into the box, and obviously Tom was there waiting to slot it in, and Lavicum had no chance.
Poor that from FC, really. Even though we were in control, weren't we?
I think Renault will be very disappointed.
It's a soft goal, really. Yeah. And I think the FC United defenders know that. Tong there, good tenacity from Tong. Plays it out to Lane. Lane takes a touch, checks inside. Lane's going to score to the goalkeeper's right. And again, a lapse in concentration at the back there, Paul. Very loose from FC United.
For the second time, we've allowed somebody in at the back post and given him time and space. He beat his man far too easily, I thought, to size up a right foot shot into the corner. So, you know, poor defending. That's what it's down to.
Well, from taking the lead, FC United trail 2-1 with 4 minutes left to play this first half. Dole heads it forward, James heads it back. Dodd cuts it out, gets it to Griffiths. Griffiths there with a Cruyff turn inside his own half, plays it to his left-hand side to Dodd. Dodd under pressure from Uche. Uche there, it's out of play. It's going to be a throw-in to FC United. Dodd to take. Gets it to Lenihan. Lenihan back to Dodd. Dodd with a first-time ball towards Coquelin. He flicks it on there. Fowler's there. Fowler turns. Volley! Off the post! And SC United have got themselves an equalised on 79 minutes.
Well,
Michael Fowler the scorer. Coquelin and Fowler combining, Paul, technically.
Well, yeah, dynamite for at last up front. Coquelin was, the, I think, was well played. Was played up. Coquelin teamed up, played it onto Fowler. Fowler took a touch, picked his spot, and hit the inside of the post, and it went in. So, at last, a response from FC.
And that is out of nothing. FC don't deserve that, in all fairness, but we'll take it. Two all the score. 10 minutes left.
Brilliant 20 minutes. Challenged the team. Said if you want to go be successful this season, you've got to come here. I put performance on. I thought 20 minutes were great. Regan hits the post. Regan then scores a goal, and there's only one team. Defensively, shocking, absolutely shocking. You can't dress it up, and it's not just the goals that we went 2-1 down. You know, we went hiding for the last 25 minutes of the first half. We didn't come out for the first 30 minutes of the second half. Fowler then gets us back in the game, and then an absolutely ridiculous piece of defending down our right hand side nearly cost us the game. And people, I've just said to the squad, you've got to man up, you've got to take responsibility, you've got man up. And this is about confidence. You know, we're 4 unbeaten. This is about decision making. Make rubbish decisions and you're going to get punished. And tonight, too many people made poor decisions, and you could see with my substitutions, you know, I'm not happy. And I just said to the radio then, you know, I'll give people an off night. I won't give them two off nights. You're certainly not getting three, because we're here to win football games. And although we're 4 unbeaten, which is great, fans have just asked me what I thought about tonight. I thought it was very, very, very poor. But it's nothing that we did, because for 20 minutes we were exceptional. We made the subs, and the subs got us back in the game when Fowler scores. Sometimes players have got to look at themselves and go, did I apply myself correctly tonight? And the answer tonight is too many of them say no.
Neil Reynolds speaking on Tuesday night following his side 2-2 draw at Hyde United. Elsewhere in squad news, it has been announced that Jack Lenihan has left the club to pursue more regular first-team football. Whilst joining FC United this week, the Reds have signed exciting attacking player Morgan Penfold on a 3-month loan deal from Football League side Barrow AFC. And in training this week, Tim caught up with Morgan to find out more about FC's new signing.
I'm an attacking footballer. I like to play off either wing, get in the box, create chances and score goals, and obviously work hard for the team. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what I can produce for you lot, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good.
Okay, and have you got a preferred foot?
Right-footed.
Okay, and sort of like over the last sort of couple of seasons, have you been at Barrow?
Been at Barrow last season and this season, so obviously we got promoted last year. It was a great year. Looking to have the same kind of year this year.
New loanee signing Morgan Penfold speaking to Tim there at training this past week. And finally, for this week's news, FC United travel to the Tameside Stadium on Saturday to take on Curzon Ashton in the second qualifying round of this season's FA Cup. And on Friday evening, Ben caught up with manager Neil Reynolds to hear all about the mood in camp heading into this big game.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday evening on the eve of the second qualifying round match in the FA Cup against Curzon. Let's discuss training on Thursday. It was a very interesting interview after Tuesday night's game. How was training on Thursday?
Training were great, Ben. You know, the lads knew I was frustrated. You know, it's very, very, very rare that I come out on the radio and say what I did. I think I did it once, maybe twice last season. But sometimes, you know, people need to know, you know, and you can't just dress it up. You can't sugarcoat it. You know, I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm a passionate manager, and it needed saying. You know, the lads needed to step up, and they didn't do, and they got told. You know, and we got away with a point, and we were really lucky to get a point. And my sides don't underperform like that, and it's been addressed. Training Thursday night was all about Curzon Ashton Saturday. There was a great atmosphere in the camp. The lads know, you know, the lads know that whenever I say it's not personal, it's professional, you know, and we just move on from it. Last night we worked on lots of things. You know, it was good to, you know, get out on the training pitch and put a few rights that were wrong on Tuesday night. But we can't wait. You know, we're in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. And, you know, like I said to Tim, you know, there's lots of managers that are envious in our position now that have gone out of the first or second hurdle, and we haven't. You know, we're going into a local Manchester derby against the same League of Bubbles, and you know, we can't wait for it.
How do you prepare for this game? Because for Curzon, like every club in step two and step one of non-league, they've had a hell of a pre-season, in all fairness. So, I mean, for them, this is their first competitive game. So, how do you prepare for it?
I mean, it's quite nice going into the game as underdogs, I'll be honest with you, because every week we kind of go into a fixture. You know, people are wanting to beat FC United, and people are saying we're the favourites. We're playing a team from a league above, you know, with a new manager, with a new squad. They've obviously got some spending power now, you know, look at the players that they've brought in. So, it's going to be a really difficult game. For us, you know, it's the FA Cup. And, you know, we're going there and, you know, playing a great surface in a really good stadium. We haven't got fans. But, you know, like I said last night on my interview, I'll be able to hear the fans. We'll be able to hear the fans. We know how much it means to everybody sat at home watching the game or listening to the game. And we'll be doing everything we can to win the game, because we want this to be a really, you know, spectacular year. And, you know, I dream as a manager of getting around to the first round of the FA Cup proper. And I guess everybody does. I've never done it. You know, I did it as a player. I've never done it as a manager, and this just drives me on. And Curzon tomorrow is another obstacle, it's another hurdle. But I genuinely believe that if we turn up tomorrow and we play the way that my team can play, then Curzon will be in for a really difficult game. And we'll be doing everything we can do to go win it, you know, to go through. And, you know, like we said, it goes to penalty shot after 90 minutes. So, you know, we won't be what we're sitting in. We're going for the game, and we're going for the jugular tomorrow.
And the other thing we have to say is, as well, you're locking horns with Steve Cunningham, formerly of Cone, and Alex Curran has obviously followed him to the Tameside Stadium. So some old acquaintances and people you know quite well.
Yeah, listen, delighted for Steve. You know, I think he deserves his opportunity higher up the pyramid. Did well at Cone. One or two frustrations that he had. I think he was Mr. Cone at one point, and I said to him last season, for you to be successful, you probably need to move on. As difficult that as me and. You know, he's moved on. He's got a great job at Curzon. I'm not sure what happened to his predecessor, but he's got the job on merit. And he's gone in and signed some great players. Alex Curran, you know, I can only pay him superlatives. I think he's an outstanding player, outstanding calibre. He did great at FC United. He'll never forget what FC United did for him last season, you know, when he broke his leg. And, you know, he's a player I admire, and he's someone that we're going to have to watch out for tomorrow.
Let's talk about the squad then, heading in tomorrow. Just a disclaimer, this show doesn't go out till 2 o'clock. So Steve Cunningham will be in the dressing room now, looking at the team sheets, going, what's happened here? So you can freely discuss this now, Neil. How's the squad shaping up heading into tomorrow's game?
Squad's looking good. Luke Griffiths is obviously suspended. He misses 3 games, so we're having to rethink things a little bit tomorrow. But I just felt like the squad needed freshening up this week, and we've made a monster signing, in my opinion, in Morgan Penfold. We've taken him on loan from Barrow for 3 months. You know, good mates with David Dunn. You know, David's looked after me here. Morgan did really well against us last season. Did great in pre-season. 6'2" right winger. Got pace, he's got energy, he's got goals in him, he's got deliveries in him. And he joins the squad, and we'll go straight in there and play. So, you know, we're excited by him. He did great training on Thursday. And I'm sure the fans will really appreciate what they're going to see. But like I said, you know, it's not without the contacts in football that you can do this, because, like I said, David Dunn's done me a huge favour, and, you know, not just the player, but financially as well. And, you know, I'll be very grateful for that. Morgan comes in, and I'm sure he'll enjoy his football with us.
Because that's the thing when we spoke about the relationship with Jim Gannon at Stockport, and you know, how we managed to keep Alex Curran for so long. It's about the environment the environment of the club they're being loaned to as well. That's important.
You know, it is the environment. And that's what David said to me. But also, you know, he also knows that we're not blessed with money. And he hasn't asked for a lot of money either. And that for me is, you know, people looking after each other in football, because, you know, they're League Two, they're going for what they're doing, they've got promoted, you know, the players are on good contracts. And it wasn't about money, it was about Morgan coming out and getting games. So, you know, he's going to get games with us, but he knows what type of football we play. He knows the environment. You know, he came there a few weeks ago with Barrow. He knows the way we play football, and, you know, Morgan's gone with his blessing. So we'll look after Morgan, and hopefully when he returns to Barrow, he can break into their first team. But, you know, for us, we'll enjoy having him for the next 3 months.
No, great stuff. And final question, Neil. I normally ask you, what's your message to the fans? But they're not going to be there, as we've discussed. So what's your message to the ever increasing armchair army numbers?
Listen, my message to the armchair army, the fans, obviously we're going to play behind closed doors tomorrow, is, you know, make as much noise as you can do. You know, we'll hear it, we're feeling it. The fans have been remarkable for the last couple of weeks, even though, you know, albeit there's been 600 of them. The noise we've generated has really spurred us on. We're going into tomorrow's game unbeaten in 4 games, you know, and got lots of confidence. Like I said, we're the underdogs tomorrow, but at come 4:45 tomorrow afternoon, if we can get ourselves into the, you know, one step closer to the first round of the FA Cup, when we celebrate at the end of the game, we'll be celebrating with the fans and for the fans.
Hello everybody and welcome to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us here, well, home from home at the Tameside Stadium for this afternoon's FA Cup special, live on FCUM Radio and, of course, streamed just in the UK on FCUM TV, just in case the FA are listening. It's FC United of Manchester here against Curzon Ashton. Keggy's with me, we'll get Keg's thoughts in a second, but also with me to my left-hand side, Stato Paul. Paul.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Okay.
Good to be back.
Yeah, 3rd of October, three very famous games in the past, I should mention.
Okay.
2006 was the game at the Willows where we had 4,000. Remember that?
Yes.
2009 was Jamie Vardy's goal, solo goal for Stocksbridge, Gig Lane. And the other one, do you remember the other one?
The 3rd of October? No, it's not ringing any bells.
I know you keep tabs on these things.
Is it my wedding anniversary?
Beating Stockport with 9 men.
Of course.
Tom Greaves. Yeah. How about that? That's the only 3 times we've played on this date.
Those are pretty important moments,
aren't they?
So
we expect something big today.
Yeah. Well, we'll give you team news. And the instant team news is obviously this morning. It was announced that SC United had loan signed from Barrow for the next 3 months. Morgan Penfold. Paul, what do you know about Morgan Penfold?
Well, Morgan was at Peterborough for many years as a young lad. And then he was farmed out to various clubs, St. Ives, Biggles Wade, Hitchin. Ended up signing for Barrow. And he was an unused sub when we played him in the Trophy, and he had about half an hour at Broadhurst in the friendly. We know he's a front man, whether he plays out wide or through the middle.
Neil said in his pre-match interview it was going to be winger, right winger, yeah. I believe he
I think
said.
He's on the tall side.
Yeah, but so's like Sir Robbie Dale, and he does quite well on the did quite well on the wing. Happy retirement. Yeah. But the other thing we have to say is as well, this is the FA Cup. The last time you heard from us on a radio footing was Tuesday night, and one of the last things you heard was Neil Reynolds' post match interview, and that was fiery,
colourful.
Yes, he's got a reaction in training. Hopefully, a reaction here this afternoon. We hope.
Obviously, we've got to defend a lot better than Tuesday night. Otherwise, Curzon are going to take us to the cleaners. But the hope maybe is that with it being their first game of the season, we might catch them a bit cold.
Yeah, that was the other thing we have to say. Obviously, Curzon are in the division above, but this is their first competitive game,
and it's a very new side.
Yeah, I'll come to that in a second. But it's we have to say, up until only a couple of days ago, we weren't sure whether this match was happening. And that's going to be true for the players as well. So it was
very difficult for them.
Yeah. Heading into this game, it is a new squad, relatively new squad. Steve Cunningham, formerly of Cone, he's the manager here now. And joining him in the starting 11 at Curzon Ashton, he's obviously another player from Cone's history, Mr. Alex Curran.
Yes, Mr. Curran obviously went back to Stockport after his serious injury at Buxton. And he's obviously good friends with Stockport, isn't he? So he's got him on loan for the season. And we've also got Dale Whittam in midfield against us this afternoon. So two old boys.
Yes, and we should say, I mean, when it comes to the team itself, doing the research for this, you know, you look at the clubs that some of these players played for. A lot of ex-Chester players, a lot of ex-Wrexham players, Stockport County,
yeah.
A couple of Charlie players.
We know Darren Stevenson well.
Yeah, this is a good team that Curzon have got here, and a good manager.
Yeah, we need to see whether it'll blend together on the pitch now. But it's a tough assignment for FC, playing a National League North side.
Well, it's now time to head over to Technical Corner, as I'm calling it, Kegworth. Joins us for this commentary this afternoon. Keg, first thing we have to say, this like Curzon's preparations, it's not been the best of preparations for FCM TV heading into this. It's our first away live stream ever, I think.
Away?
We've done one live ever, I don't think. We might have streamed the North West Counties Cup final. I think we just recorded that though, didn't we? What I'm trying to say is, if it breaks, we're breaking eggs here, but a big thank you for joining us on FCM TV, and hopefully, due to our 2-minute testing before we went on air, should be fine.
Absolutely no doubts at all. We've got a very stable, robust system in place today. And if anything happens, we apologise in advance.
Yeah, technically, it's we're not the home side, so it's not our responsibility in a way, is it? So,
just a quick thank you to the manager at Ashton Slipe Dunelm for allowing Howard Holt to park his car there when he dumped it, having gone for the necessary cabling.
Yeah, we were missing a cable, a very important cable, as it transpires. I did say that, the radio listeners will know this, the Wi-Fi at Curzon, we've had troubles over the years, let's put it that way. So we needed a natural internet cable. And Howard, bit of a mad scramble.
Super Howard.
Yeah, dodging his way through IKEA traffic and all kinds of stuff. Did you get any Swedish meatballs while you were there? No. But he did get the internet cable, so hopefully that'll be fine for this afternoon's game. But hello to our viewers across the country and Curzon fans as well, who'll be tuning in as well. Hello to you. So, this afternoon, we are the underdogs here, Paul.
Yes, I think so. Although Curzon had a difficult season last season, they finished 20th and only got 34 points. But we have to respect they are a division above us these days, so... we've got one victory apiece in cup competitions, head-to-head. Of course, you mentioned the cup final in 2007 just now.
Yep.
And they beat us here on penalties in the Manchester Premier Cup in 2014.
Was that the game where Swampy did the crossbar challenge?
I think it was. That was the nearest we got to a goal that night.
The other thing to say about today's starting 11 for FC United, Luke Griffiths starts his suspension, so he's actually in the stand with us this afternoon. That's going to be a bit of a miss, Paul.
Yeah, we're going to miss his passing ability and the way he gets around the pitch. But having said that, you know, one door closes, another door opens, really, doesn't it? And I think that looking at the side this afternoon, Penfold, we think, might be playing right wing. But obviously Ennis gets to start again with Potts and Donoghue. So, you know...
I was going to say, the other big news this week heading into this game, Jack Lenehan has left the club.
Yeah, it's disappointing, but understandable.
Understandable.
Good player.
I mean, that's the problem that Neil's got. He's juggling. Nobody
wants to be a permanent sub.
No.
Unless you're Lou Macari.
Because I think we spoke last year when we were doing our end of season chats. Jack Lennon had a lot of appearances, but they were all from the substitutes bench, weren't they? So,
yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is.
He's a good player and he deserves more than sitting on the bench.
So he's obviously not here in this starting 11. So I'll give you the starting 11 just before the teams come out. Lavican, Morris, Dodd, Donoghue, Doyle, Jones, Penfold, Potts, the captain, Fowler, Ennis, Linney. Coquelin on the substitutes bench. How do you think it went on Tuesday for Coquelin?
I think he did well. I think you could credit him with two assists on the night. I think... obviously, he needed a bit more support up the front, really. That's the problem with anyone we play up front. And likewise with today, Fowler needs support up front. So, Linney's got to get more forward.
And the other thing, Keg, we have to say, no crowd. So, how much of a disadvantage do you think that's going to be for FC United? Because, you know, it is a cliche about the 12th man and all that. But, you know, when you're on the pitch and people are roaring you on, you are going to give a little bit more energy.
Well, Renault does reference it a lot, doesn't he, with how the crowd helps the team, lifts the team and pushes the team on. So that remains to be seen, but it's the same for both teams.
Well, as Seven Nation Army plays out in the background here, the FC United team are coming out onto the pitch. Just to say, we are on FCM TV, but we are on FCM Radio, so I will fill in the gaps for the radio listeners as well, because there's a fair few of you listening across the world this afternoon as well. So FC United line up this afternoon. In goal, Dan Lavicombe. At right back, Aaron Morris. Left back, Adam Dodd. Centre-back partnership of Chris Doyle and Curtis Jones. In midfield, we've got Michael Donoghue and Michael Potts, and then a trio of attacking midfielders in Regan Linney, Morgan Penfold, and in Paul Ennis, and up front on his own will be Michael Fowler. And substitutes for FC United this afternoon, Finlay Sinclair-Smith, Josh Brooks, Dan Coquelin, Morgan Thompson-Smith, Kane Dean, Tom Stead and Sanjo da Costa. Well, it's a free kick to FC United. Lavicombe to take. Launches it into Curzon Ashton's half. Strong header there by Evans. Back into midfield. Curran. Potts. Potts with a quick transition, as it's known in the trade, out towards this right-hand side, and it's a throw into FC. Penfold takes it quickly. Ennis gives it in back. Fowler there helps it on its way to Ennis. That's great stuff from FC United. Oh, and that's a wonderful goal from Regan Linney. The build-up play on this right-hand side was absolutely superb. Regan Linney was just the full stop on that. The build up there from Penfold, from Ennis, from Fowler, it was great stuff, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, it was a brilliant combination of passes that just left Curzon for dead there. And Linney's on fire at the moment. That's I think it's fourth of the season.
FC United 1-0 up here, 13 minutes played, and Morris with this throw-in. Midway inside Curzon's half. Donoghue gives it back to Morris, back to Donoghue, flicked on there by Morris. Fowler there with a little push in the back, and it's going to be a free kick to Curzon. Turnbull was looking to take quickly, but instead Roberts is going to take it, the goalkeeper.
It's certainly a very different Curzon side to the last time we were here 18 months ago, around about.
Yes, well, Whittam out to the right-hand side, and here's Mahan coming forward now for the home side. Mahan infield, Potts looking to put a challenge in, but Mahan keeps the ball. He's doing well, the Irishman. Plays the ball forward. It's great control that by the fullback, and that's a great goal by Matthew Waters. And to be fair, Keg, Mahan came a long way across the pitch there, and the challenges weren't coming in. It was a great ball to find Matthew Waters in the first place. 14 minutes on the clock, and it's an equaliser from Curzon.
Well, what did we say, really? That FC United need to keep switched on and not let Curzon back into the game in the 5 minutes after we score. And we did exactly that. We kind of predicted it.
Well, we're into the last 20 minutes, and a free kick is about to ensue here. It's going to be Charlie Ennis to take this free kick. It's more or less a corner. It's about 5 yards from the corner flag. 4 yards or so in from the byline over on this left-hand side. Everyone out on the far post area from a red shirt perspective.
If a player is booked, the player doesn't have to go off.
No,
does
he doesn't, but we'll get back to that in a minute. Ennis to the near post. Oh, it's an own goal! I think it's an own goal on the near post. It was flicked on by defender over goalkeeper Roberts into the far post. And that is a goal. I think we have to give it to Charlie Ennis, really, don't we, Paul, on 71 minutes?
Well, at the moment, I've given it as an own goal because I think it brushed somebody's head. Maybe the Curzon media might be able to help us out with that one.
Well, it's now time to hand over to Keg, who's going to do the recap for the TV commentary.
Am I? For that one? It was eight players in the way. We'll let that one slip. Thanks.
Well, FC United, 19 minutes left. I've taken the lead here.
And
the PA announcer is asking me. Right, okay. Full time here at the Tameside Stadium, and a brilliant win for FC United against Curzon Ashton. 2-1 through to the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. And we wanted a display this afternoon, Paul. A dogged display it was, and well earned.
Well, during the game, we didn't want to over-egg what was going on in front of us, but I thought that FC played really well in that second half. I think we took the game to them, and I think we had more territorial possession than they did. We had more intent to score a goal, and I think we deserved the win.
Just to confirm how this game has played out, the scoreline is 2-1. Regan Linney scoring on 11 minutes. What it's going to be in Yura's goal of the season compilation, I have to say. It was a brilliant, well-worked goal. A couple of minutes later, though, Mahan and Waters combined, and Waters scored the equaliser. But apart from that, Keg, FC United have had the better of the chances. And, you know, Charlie Ennis scoring with a free kick whipped in towards the near post. It hit a Curzon head. In it goes. We deserve that win, I feel.
I think we did. I think we're playing Curzon Ashton at the right time, to be honest. It's effectively our first competitive game of the season, and I think it showed a little bit with Curzon. A little bit rusty, but we matched them for fitness, we matched them for physicality. We didn't go defensive to our credit once we took the lead, and it was one of those occasions where we really showed how to close the game out.
Yeah, and Neil's going to be happy with that performance. It's the second competitive win of the season. Such contrast to the Hyde United performance on Tuesday, Paul.
Yeah, it was. I think we had a control over a fair bit of the game there, which was really good to see. And we have to bear in mind that this is worth £3,300 or whatever. So for the club, this is a very important result.
Well, this is break even. If we hadn't have won this, we would have lost money today.
There we go. Well, as you can see from the TV pictures on Twitter, there will be a photograph of...
United away! Away, away! Well, no, else is going to sing? Away,
well,
excellent.
You might not be here, FCers, but you're here in spirit, and FC United through to the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. And the draw, I think, will be on Monday, Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a bit lopsided, the whole schedule of the FA Cup in these early rounds. We had an FA Cup draw on Friday last week, didn't we? So I think Monday it'll be.
I think it's another rearranged home game.
Okay, do I give him the atmos, Mike? That's probably the best thing to do, I think, at this stage.
Yep.
Just down here, Neil, if you will. We've got Neil Reynolds joining us in a second. Well, Neil, a big congratulations, my friend. Such contrast to Tuesday night's game. That was the performance you're after, I feel.
Football's funny, isn't it? You know, we didn't play well Tuesday night, let's not kid ourselves, but, you know, we're not going to play well every game. And we've seen times last season that we might not play well, but this squad bounces back. And, you know, we've come here today, we've had a game plan. You've probably seen how we tweaked it slightly. And the game plan worked a dream, and you know I couldn't pay the lads any more superlatives. He started after 30 seconds. I mean, I've been waiting for Charlie Ennis to put a tackle in for 12 months. I think he put four in the first 10 minutes, and it set the tempo. Everything we did, the way we passed the ball, our recovery, just everything. We said at half time, listen, let's believe. You know, we deserve our place in this division. We believe. You know, let's go and put a marker down, and you know we've done that today. We've done it.
Now, every manager I've spoken to after FC United's performances this season has said the same thing. FC United in the first 20 minutes are brilliant. Same on Tuesday night. And, you know, the goal we scored in the first, you know, the first goal with Linna, the build-up play. Yeah. Just a mention for Penfold as well on the right, who was involved in that. It was a great debut,
brilliant,
wasn't it?
Great debut. Gives us something different. 6'2" right winger. You know, I class him as the old-fashioned right winger where you stretch play, but... You know, what about when he goes off and you can put Finn on or you can put Morgan on? You know, we're exciting in that area of the field. But, you know, the goal that impressed me more was the second one. We've been working on the run across the front stick and taking a man with you, and you could hear me from here, you know. You could hear me saying that we did loads of work on Thursday night. Yeah. And when you get that run across the front man, you know, I know it comes off their head, but you can't mark it. It's impossible. And Aaron Morris makes an unselfish run across it, and there you go. You know, and I said to him, we did about half an hour on it Thursday.
Just to confirm, we're giving the goal to Ennis because we thought it was it hit a blue head on the way. Is that how
give it Ennis? I think he deserves a goal. You know, I think his performance warrants a goal. And you know, Charlie Ennis is 30 now, but I just said to him at half time, when Charlie Ennis is in the mood that he was in today, there's nothing better. Everything went through him. I thought his work rate was great. And you can't leave him out, but unfortunately, you know, when you get to that age, sometimes you can't bounce back and play game to game. But today was his game, but it was everyone's game.
And we mentioned that, you know, how we play in the first 20 minutes. Are you more satisfied with the fact that we played well all the way through this game, really? In phases where when we were going forward, we were good. When we had to defend, we were good. That's what you want,
all over. You know, I'm upset when we give away sloppy goals, and I was upset today. You know, we switched off and the left back, you know, we forced Marne across the play, and then we switch off and the left back Morgan and Aaron. But you know, it's how we bounce back from that, and you know, we will concede goals, and we've just got to keep learning from it. But you can see the character in this squad. You know, they come half time, I could smell it in the dressing room. You just knew it, and you know, it's a magnificent win. Magnificent.
A couple of things from me are the improvement of passing in possession. From the last couple of games, I watched one on the stream, and you were not happy on Tuesday. So the improvement on passing in possession was spot on today.
Yeah, Keg, they know what I'm like. You know, I'll come out and say it when I have to do. I'll defend them to the hilt when I have to do. And they know when, you know, after Runcorn last season, when I had to tell them some home truths. And then I think we went 17 games unbeaten. We got Club of the Month in December. I had to do it Tuesday night. I can't, as manager of FC United, accept that performance, and that's why I said what I said on the radio, I said it in the interview. But I tell you now, when they play like that, or when they give their all, not even if they win, you know, if they give their all like they've done today and they play for each other, there's not a better squad, not a better group of lads. And as a manager, as a coaching team, we're really proud of them.
You mentioned Ennis. Ennis likes playing non-league football in Tameside, as we all know. But Potts and Donoghue on Tuesday night, you know, you mentioned them.
Yeah.
They've been
Brilliant.
Brilliant today.
So we changed it. I don't know if you tactically saw it. We went to a defensive square today. So we, instead of when we release, we usually have one just sat in front of the back four. Today we had Donoghue and Potts. And then we released Charlie, which is a bit higher up the pitch. And we did, again, we worked on it in training. And it just nullifies the threat into the front men, especially when they've got the threat that what they've got. But the two of them picked up every first, every second ball, passed the ball great, put balls into great areas. Even when they give the ball away, they were tenacious afterwards. And, you know, they're brilliant. They're complementing each other. And when you've got the ability that we've got in front of that, you know, Morgan Thompson-Smith, Finn, we've now got Morgan Penfold, Charlie Ennis, Regan Linney, Fowler, Dan Cockerline. It's exciting, but we've just got to get right behind that. And, you know, we've done really well today, you know, really well.
I was going to ask, one of the things we've noticed in the first few league games especially is just, you know, Fowler or Cockerline, is off, they're often isolated. That wasn't the case this afternoon.
And we were brave with how high we went with our wide men. You could probably see that in
you
the first half.
You didn't go defensive after we scored the second goal.
No, and we don't. We don't just throw things together. We work on things a lot, especially in training. And, you know, we tweaked it at half time. And, you know, we've got that sign in the dressing room, you know, the things that people don't see. And they're things. And sometimes it doesn't work and sometimes it does. But we were just brave. We were on the front foot. And I thought our pressing today was ridiculous. It wasn't just pressing with one. Michael Fowler was superb. It was what was in behind it. Regan Linney come off with nothing left in the tank. You know, his stats from his pod will be ridiculous today. But we just pressed out the park, and also we got our back four higher than what we have done. And then obviously Noel signs last night. He's been a great player, but he's not going to hurt us in the other way. So we were brave with that. If you would have told me we're in the next round of the FA Cup and we go 5 unbeaten at the start of the season, we're taking it all day long. So we're going to enjoy this tonight.
And you mentioned Linney there. He picked up a little knock, did he?
He's just one of them guys, and he's just one of them players. He looks like he picks up a knock, he bounces back.
Is he going to be all right?
He's all right. You know, he's just Regan Linney, and he's getting better every game. But what impresses me more about Regan Linney is the other side of his game, his work rate. He's getting back in now. He's not throwing his arms up in the air and not answering back to the referee. You know, he's just about it, and he's a big, big player for us. But I'm not going to pick anybody out individually today. I think as a squad, as a management team, you know, we've come to a really difficult place. Steve Cunningham, first game, and he's made some big, big signings, and we've come and shown them that we can hold our own.
Just for me, as a final thing for me was, and we've mentioned it before, is our ability or inability at times to close out games. And that for me, finished it off to me. How we closed out the game.
The time stuff going on in this corner was another level.
And sometimes we are expansive. Listen, I am an attacking manager. I'm not, you know, it's kind of sometimes it's, you know, you score two, we'll score three. But there are other games that last season when you go to Warrington, you've got to get a 1-0, Nantwich a 1-0. We can do it. And like when we close out the game, we knew when we scored the second one and we pulled everyone in here and we just said, we talk about our distances now. Instead of being 15, 20 yards apart, it's now to 5, 10 yards apart. And we nullify space all over the park and we just make the pitch as small as we can do. And they did it. They pressed the life out of everything. And they fully deserved the win. You know, it's not about me or anybody. They went to the field today and they knew what they had to do. And, you know, we're just hoping that we get a good draw now.
It's been a busy few weeks, to say the least. How much are you looking forward to not having a midweek game?
It's going to be good. Yeah. It's going to be good. It'd be nice to get on the training pitch. It'd be just nice to have a bit of a loosener on Saturday. Enjoy today. You know, what's nice is that the lads can go and let their hair down a little bit. We had a game on Tuesday now. Gutted that the fans weren't here. But, you know, we had a little sing-song at the end for them. You know, there are 12 men every single week, and you know, we love them, and I've said this before, and it's not the same without them. And I hope everyone, Armchair Army, everyone's at home, and they've really enjoyed today. We're going to enjoy it, and like I said, we just hope we get a good draw in the next round.
Nice one, Neil. Big thank you for joining
us.
Yeah,
brilliant. Again, cheers, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Cheers.
Neil. Well deserved. Well, that's nearly it for FC Live. But just before we go, just a quick mention for some of the other scores. I'm seeing correspondence that Tom Greaves scored the winner. For Bury.
Not surprised, really, are we?
No, not really. I'm just seeing if there's any more scores. Yes, okay. Ashton United 0, South Shields 4. So that wasn't the 3-0 that we predicted, Paul.
I don't think we want South Shields in the next round.
No, let's not do that. I'm just seeing if there's anything else. Buxton 0, Stafford Rangers 0. So we wait and see what happens there with the penalty shootout. Chasetown 1, AFC Telford United 1. Chasetown were 1-0 up in that one. Telford 1-5-4 on penalties, incidentally. Darlington 2, Prescott Cables 2. Darlington winning 5-4 on penalties, though. Farses Celtic 2, Radcliffe 1. Radcliffe's poor start to the season continues. Grantham 0, Matlock Town 1. Anyone else that you've heard of? I'm just going for the list. Hyde United 2, Fylde 4. Fancy Fylde?
Well, That would be a tough one, wouldn't it?
Better not rain. Better not be away and it raining.
Well,
can't
the key is
that
we're not going to get a large away following, whoever we draw.
Oh,
no,
that's
we?
True. Yeah,
and if we're away,
we can move to the back of the main stand there, can't we? Yeah. It doesn't hold the. There's a high roof, Keg.
Yeah, I've been, mate.
The
yeah.
rain, shocking.
Yeah, that curved roof.
Yeah, that curved roof. Lovely bar though.
Didn't go in the... Well, I did. I went in... I drank my pints on the terrace last time I was there.
Marsh United beat Consett by 6-0, so they're through to the next round. As a Michelover Sports, they beat Newark by 4-1. Tadcaster Albion beat Mosley on penalties 4-3 after a 1-0 draw. Nantwich Town are also in the hat for Monday's draw, beating Barwell by 1-0. Just seeing if there's anything else. Skelmersdale United beat Lancaster by 2-1. Two divisions separating those two teams, so that's quite a result. Warrington Rylands, their FA Cup run has ended. They were beaten 1-0 by York, and currently 2-2 between Worksop Town and Chester.
Are we still live on the TV, by the way?
I believe so.
Because they're watching that interview and listening to you reading out
scores.
That's weird, isn't it?
It is weird for them. I think that's us over and out. Paul, any closing thoughts before
no,
we go?
No, I think it was a well-deserved win, and I think Renault should be very proud of his players tonight.
Kegworth?
Again, I said what I thought was the real positives out of the game. The possession, the passing, the not going defensive and the closing out the game, all great for me.
Yep. Superb stuff. Just a reminder, Women's Team Live will be back tomorrow afternoon for FCUM Radio listeners. 2:00, you could join us, FC United taking on Wakefield Trinity in the Women's FA Cup, and you can join us for that one. But for FC Live, for the men's team, we'll be back next Saturday for Morpeth Away.
Not on the telly.
Not on the telly, but I cannot wait for that trip. The first long away of the 2021 season.
We'll see you there.
Jump on board, everyone. Oh, no. This has been FC Live, though, brought to you by ConstructedCoding.com and the Armchair Army. A big congratulations to everyone at FC United through to the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. And you'll be hearing from us again very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
FC Live there from Saturday afternoon, and FC United have been drawn at home to National League North side Alfreton Town in the third qualifying round of this season's FA Cup, with the tie to be played at Broadhurst Park on Tuesday the 13th of October. This match will also now be FC United's next fixture, as it was announced on Monday that Morpeth Town have been forced to postpone all football activity for the next 14 days, following a positive COVID test within the squad. So to confirm, no league match for FC United this weekend at Morpeth Town. The Reds will return to action on Tuesday the 13th of October at Broadhurst Park.
FC Radio.
Right, do you know the piano's on my foot?
Women's team news now, and on Sunday afternoon, FC United hosted Wakefield Trinity in the first qualifying round of this season's Women's FA Cup. To hear now how the Reds got on, it's over to Ben and Paul.
Well, it's a corner ball to FC United, the first of the afternoon, just into the 6th minute of this game. In it comes from Smith from this main stand side. Ooh, and it's palmed off on the near post there, and following up is Kate O'Gara. And on 5 minutes, FC United take the lead, and that corner then, Paul, it fooled the Wakefield defence. It went towards the near post. The goalkeeper just did enough to keep it out, but not enough to prevent it from going into Kate O'Gara's path, and it was a tapping in the end, 1-0.
It wasn't a strong enough fist on the ball. Unfortunately, it went behind her instead of going the opposite direction. And, of course, close to goal there, it's anybody's goal.
So Wakefield back with possession on the edge of their own penalty area. Long ball coming here for Hunt to chase onto, and it flicks off Marsh, and Hunt's going to get on this ball. Hunt now from a tight angle shoots. Ainsworth can't keep the ball out, and on 34 minutes it's an equaliser from Wakefield, and deserved a bit, Paul, really. They've been coming back into it in the last 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, the warning signs have been there that FC's passing game has not been as fluent as it was earlier, and they've gradually crept into this, and that was a good speculative effort from wide out, and unfortunately, Chloe Ainsworth couldn't keep it out. She got a hand to it, but could only palm it in.
And in FC's third competitive game of the season, that's the first goal FC United have conceded. O'Gara picks up possession now for FC United over on the far touchline. Infield, the ball comes to Smith. Smith turns, plays it back to the halfway line to Marsh. Marsh now out to his left-hand side to Fields. Fields, we're a run there down the line from Bailey. Bailey checks inside, lays it off to Marsh, who continues the run. Marsh! That is a beautifully well-worked goal, that, Paul. Marsh from the halfway line. Marsh completes the move, not too far from the six-yard box, curves it into the far corner, and on 38 minutes, FC United take the lead again.
Well, she used the defender as a shield there when she was curling it round, and the keeper saw it very late, and it was obviously quality finish there from a centre-back. And it's not the first time she's done it for us, of course.
Well, that's the second well-worked goal we've seen this weekend. The FC United's first goal yesterday was pretty special. That was equally impressive. So, last 4 minutes of this first half. 2-1 the score to FC. And it's back with Greswell in the Wakefield goal, who's taking the time with it. Still with the ball, and now picks it up. And then rolls it out to the left-hand side. Back infield it goes to Godson. Godson under immediate pressure. And Bailey's going to capitalise round the keeper. Bailey, the angle's tight. And this is trickling. Trickling over the line. Bailey got just enough purchase on that ball to see the ball cross the line from about 9 yards out from a tight angle, and it's now 3-1 and a bit more comfortable, Paul. And Wakefield, architects of their own,
a suicidal suicidal back pass that didn't have the speed on it. Bailey's pace, other players may not have got it, but Bailey is so quick, managed to round the keeper. And Even the shot wasn't accurate in terms of pace, but it just rolled in.
Cleared lines, only as far as Marsh, who brings it down and gets it to O'Gara, to Fields. Fields to Bailey, who's in a bit of a pocket of space here, lays it off to Smith. Smith now, surely!
Yes, at last.
To the right-hand side of the goalkeeper, and Maxi Smith, who's had a few, let's say, chances this afternoon, has finally scored on 88 minutes. 4-1 the score. Wakefield Trinity, in the last 10 minutes or so, have had a couple of good opportunities to get back into this game, but 4-1 now, Paul, that's the time put to bed.
I think it's a more realistic scoreline based on the balance of play now.
Full time here at Broadhurst Park, and FC United through to the second qualifying round of this season's Women's FA Cup. A 4-1 victory here against Wakefield Trinity. Goal scoring started on 6 minutes with Kate O'Gara, and then the game didn't really settle down. FC United created a few half chances, hit the woodwork as well in that first half, but Amelia Hunt out of nothing really. Wakefield breaking forward, and a great finish by Hunt, 1-0 the score at that point. But then the goal of the game followed soon after. Emily Marsh combining with some great build-up play over on this left-hand side. It is a contender for goal of the season. Watch it back. Neil Boo is here filming it for the YouTube channel. Superb stuff, and a great finish by FC United's number three. Superb. Going in at half-time at 2-1 would have been okay, I think. But a mistake at the back, Paul, from Wakefield. Laps defending. Pass. Jordan Bailey capitalised. And at that point, that was a sucker blow, wasn't it? That took the wind out of the sails of Wakefield. And that was the game, really, at that point. Wakefield have had the chances in the second half. They kept the scoreline at 3-1. Could have really had two goals, if the truth be known. But Smith finally scoring to make it 4-1 towards the end there, and sealing the deal. What do you think of that performance from FC, Paul? 4-1 the victors.
I think they were quite dominant in the second half. They came out and really made Wakefield work in their own half for virtually all of that 45 minutes, and full credit to them. The passing game was good. We created a number of opportunities. If we looked at the video, we'd be counting them down, the number of chances we had, shots around goal, some wide, some on target. Credit to the keeper, Greswell, this afternoon. She made some fine saves to keep Wakefield in the game, but ultimately Smith sealed the match late on, and FC again worthy winners in the FA Cup.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you as always to Stato Paul for joining us for Women's Team Live. Great weekend for FC United in the FA Cup. Obviously, FC United through to the third qualifying round for the men's team. The draw takes place on Monday, but the women's team through to the second qualifying round of the Women's FA Cup. So a good weekend all in all, Paul, for FC United.
Yeah, we're in two competitions for both sides, and Let's hope that the draw's favourable for both of us as well. Maybe another home draw.
Here's hoping. This club is my club. We'll have all the latest on that FA Cup draw on Monday, both FA Cup draws. For podcast listeners and for This Club Is My Club listeners, coming up next are the post-match thoughts of Kamran Hussein. But from everyone here at Broadhurst Park, a big thank you for joining us this afternoon, and you'll be hearing from us again very, very soon. Bye-bye. Women's team live there from Sunday afternoon, and now you join us here back in the studio on a Monday afternoon as the FA Cup second qualifying round draw for the Women's FA Cup has now taken place, and I can reveal that FC United will travel to Norton and Stockton Ancients on Sunday the 18th of October. And for reaction to that draw, as well as yesterday's win for the women's team over Wakefield Trinity, we shall be joined now by the welcome return of women's team manager. It's a welcome back to the show to Kamran Hussein. Well, Cam, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. Before we get to yesterday's match, just to talk about the FA Cup draw and your reaction to being drawn away up in Middlesbrough way for Norton and Stockton Ancients in the next round.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting draw to say the least. We're happy with it. We've played teams in the leagues above in pre-season, so we've shown our quality. So it's not something that we're disheartened by. It's the complete opposite. We think it's a really good challenge. A good challenge away from home as well, which is always nice. A little away trip on the road. And I think it's one where we're really looking forward to it, but we're not overlooking our league fixture against Crewe this weekend first.
We've been having correspondence over the last weekend or so about it's all been the FA Cup, and it's weird that the league's been taking a back seat, but that all changes this weekend with that game away at Crewe, Alex.
Yeah, I think it's been a bit of a weird start to the season where it's just been cup-based and it's knockout-based football straight away off the cuff, but I think that's helped us kind of adapt and hit the ground running a little bit more, because a draw means nothing in those games. So it's win or lose. And we know that we never like to lose. But yeah, Crewe Alexander away. Good memories from that last year. We had a depleted squad when we turned up, and 2-0 down brought it back to 2-2. So fond memories of how we came about that 2-2 draw, but at the end of the day, it was still a draw. So we're going out there. We know what we expect of ourselves, and we know what we're expecting from the opposition. So it'll be a really good first game to start with.
And momentum is obviously key. And because of the FA Cup, you've certainly got momentum. A good, gutsy performance, I feel, yesterday, because Wakefield Trinity brought something, and they were very competitive all the way through, I felt.
Yeah, momentum's key. You always want to win every week, but you also want to have good performances in those wins and take it through to the next week. So I feel like with Crewe Alexander and the way Wakefield Trinity set up, it was a nice challenge for us. And they've got players from the leagues above, with Emily Heckler, who's been at such a great standard and scored in the national division for many years. You've got a lot of players from leagues above. So they came and they frustrated us in the first half. And it was definitely a close tie, to say the least, until I think we adapted and we adjusted our little things on the pitch, and it paid dividends really in the end.
There was a goal of the season candidate, in my humble opinion, Emily Marsh's goal. The build-up play to that. We've seen that in the other competitive games this season, the FA Cup, the fact that the centre-backs aren't afraid to go forward, and that was a stunning goal, I felt.
Yeah, Emily Marsh has been fantastic for us. She got injured towards the back end of last season, but and I messaged her and I spoke to her after the game, and I feel like she's back in full flow, and it's the Emily Marsh of old, so it's really nice to see. But at the same time, it's a bit Sheffield United-esque, where we've got fullbacks and defenders running up the field, and you don't really see that much, where you've got Chelsea Patient, our centre-back, up the field and going off on big runs. And it's nice to see where they can play with that freedom, and we don't restrict them at times to open up a game in that sense.
There were some other good performances as well. We gave a player of the match to Kate O'Gara, who was pulling the strings in midfield. But Jordan Bailey as well. How important was that third goal towards the end of the first half? Because, you know, there's not many players who could capitalise on that back pass the way she did.
Yeah, I think Kate O'Gara pulls the strings in the midfield. She's that heartbeat, her and Cara Fields in the centre. But I think Jordan Bailey does go under the radar sometimes. Yeah, she scores goals, but she offers so much more for the team than just goals. The way she presses, the way she works in pairs and partnerships and units with other players. And she, if you'd play against her, she's a nightmare, because you know you don't have a second to think when you're looking out, you'll see her running and hunting down that ball all the time. So mentally, I think it's draining for the opposition, and that's something that goes unnoticed at times with Jordan.
A special mention as well to Maxine Smith, who obviously scored the goal towards the end. She had about five chances, didn't she, in that game? And I didn't think it was going to go in for her, but that one was a good finish.
Yeah, I think we addressed it at the end. We said it could have easily been plenty of more goals if we took our chances, and it could have been close to 8 to 9 to 10 if we got a few more on target. But Maxine gives her absolute all. She's a great team player. She never stops running. She's got a fantastic engine. And I think her positive attitude reflects on the pitch and reflects on the players. And she's worked incredibly hard. So I think, again, it just shows on match day that she's ready to go. And she's such a vital team player, I think, and one that sometimes people take for granted.
Well, it's certainly, we spoke about momentum and that kind of thing. I think it's, trying to work this out in my head, I think it's 26 goals now, is it? Is it 26 goals scored in the last three matches? Only one conceded. And you take that form into Crewe, Alex, this weekend. It's the only FC United fixture this weekend now. Cumberland Sports Ground, 2 o'clock kickoff. Is it come one, come all? Are we still waiting to see what's happening with the crowd?
I'm unsure as of yet, because I know with the COVID restrictions, the change rooms are not open. So I know for the players, it's just turn up in your kit. But hopefully spectators will be allowed, because I'm certain that they were in previous games with them. But fantastic fixture. I think it'll be a really tough contest away against an experienced side who have kept a lot of the players since they've been relegated. So really looking forward to it, and really looking forward to starting the league in a positive manner.
Well, Cameron, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations again. Cameron Hussein there, manager of FC United's women's team, and back over to you, Cockers.
And that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.